Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back. And can you believe it? It is 2025. Like, it feels so surreal. And I cannot believe that in a blink of an eye, we just went through an entire year. I don't know about you, but the older I get, time just flies by. So it's literally a year for us to really slow down and seize the days and seize the moments that matter. Because this has just been the trend in my life where every year just gets faster and faster and faster. And I really don't want to be in a place where we're constantly grinding and hustling and striving and just struggling to survive, but really enjoy the season, the year, the moments, and all those things that add up, because the next thing we know, it's going to be a whole nother year pass by. But I digress. I am just super excited. I love this time of year because it feels like one big giant reset button. It's like the slate feels clean and the possibilities feel endless. And there's this collective sense of hope and encouragement and this bright future to look forward to. And that's what I'm excited about. Before we dive in and talk about the whole concept of new year and new you, I just want to pause for a second. Because today isn't just about resolutions or setting big goals. And in fact, it's not even about creating a new version of you. It's about becoming a better version of who you already are. It's about setting the tone for who we're becoming this year, how we're showing up, what we're letting go of, and most importantly, what we're stepping into. So you might want to grab a journal, a pen, if you happen to be listening at a place where you can take notes. Otherwise, I do encourage you to come back to this episode once you have time to take notes and reflect on today's conversation. So let's talk about what it really means to step into your power and your freedom and create a vision for your life that aligns with who you are in the life that you want to live. And before we get started on that, I just want to share something with you. And if I could just be honest here for a second, I've never felt more ready for a fresh start than I do this year. These past few years, 2022, 2023, and 2024, have been some of the hardest and most transformative years of my life. If you've been following me for some time, you've picked up on bits and pieces throughout the content I've shared or episodes that I've created or any of that stuff, but I just want to take you a little bit behind the scenes here. Real quick, in 2022, I hit rock bottom. That was the year that broke me in ways I did not think were even possible. And 2023, that was the year I slowed down. That was the year I pretty much just gave up and gave in because I had nothing left in me to fight. And that was a year that was all about resting, recovering, and honestly just learning to breathe again. And so 2024, this past year, has really been the year of rebuilding. It's been about reclaiming my power, restoring what was broken, and rediscovering the woman I was already created to be. And I share that with you because I want the same message, that we are not creating anything new, but we're stepping fully into this version we are already called and created to be. So now, here we are in 2025, and let me just tell you, I feel a shift. And I have been hearing it from so many of you as well. This shift, yes, it's individual, yes, it's personal, but this is a collective shift. This has been something I think we are all so ready for and so needing. And this year, again, is not about picking up the pieces anymore. It's about stepping fully into who you are created to be. It's about finding who you are and who the I am that is within me is within you. And that is about finding freedom. So this is the journey. This is the walk. This is what we're all ultimately after. The freedom to just be. That's it. And when I talk about freedom, it doesn't mean anything external, like time, money, or opportunities. I'm talking about the deep soul level freedom to live authentically, to love unapologetically, and to lead boldly. This is what we're called for, to live, lead, and love. And when we can do all of that in our true essence and our true being, we step into this true version of ourselves, our highest and best version. And that is what authenticity really is, with no strings attached, no pretenses, no expectations, just you being you. So this year, my focus is on one simple yet powerful phrase: finding freedom. It's about freeing myself from the weight of perfection, from that hustle culture, and the endless chase of having to prove my worth. Now you might be saying, yes, but Rachel, I'm not a perfectionist. That doesn't pertain to me. I don't really do anything with the hustle thing. I'm pretty content with where I'm at. And me needing to prove my worth, I don't know if that's really for me. I'm going to challenge you here for a second. You don't have to be a perfectionist. You don't have to be chasing this hustle culture. And you don't have to be in the same boat as me, which is this endless need to prove something. But I will challenge you on this. Have you ever felt the weight and the pressure of never being enough? Maybe you have that narrative that tells you you're too much or not enough. That hustle culture, that angst, that anxiety, that drive, the persistence, the constant edge to go, to perform, to do something. As high-achieving women, we're ambitious go-getters. There is this angst in us. And that constant and endless need to prove something, well, it might not be an external factor, but there's something internally motivating you for a need that is unmet and unsettled. So I challenge you to ask yourself these questions. If it doesn't align as a perfectionist or the hustle culture and proving your worth, listen closely. The message is still the same. We as humans are always fighting a battle of never feeling worthy or enough. It is inevitable. We are all humans and we all struggle and we all suffer from the same needs, wants, and core desires. I really want to hammer down on this message. Finding freedom is about creating a life that feels aligned. And for me personally, that's with my faith, my values, and my purpose. And that's what I want for you too, to explore, to define, and to discover what it is for you that creates that ultimate feeling of freedom. So this year, I want to walk alongside you as we create lives of freedom, confidence, and impact on our own terms and in our own way, right? Again, no strings attached, no pretenses, no agenda. This is you versus you. And so let me ask you this. What does freedom look like for you in this season, in this chapter, or even this year? What's one area of your life where you feel stuck, trapped, or held back? And what would it feel like to finally let go of what's no longer serving you? Right? Just cutting the cord, just detaching from all that. So take a moment to reflect on those questions, because they're going to shape how you move forward this year. Now, I know it's not easy, but I will say, I want to feel free. So let's get real. How do we actually do all that? Well, that's the journey. That's the lessons. And that's the discovery part of it. But I will share three things that I'm focusing on this year, and I hope that they can inspire you too. Let go of what's weighing you down. Maybe it's toxic relationships, old patterns, or that nagging voice of self-doubt that just won't quit. Whatever it is, it's time to let that go. Just release it. It's no longer serving you. So take an honest look at what's holding you back and make the choice to let that go. Define success on your own terms. If you don't, the world will always tell you who and what you should be. The world is always going to tell you what success should look like. And if we look even closer, we will fall into that pit of comparison and lose sight of who we're created to be. But this year, I challenge you to get clear on your definition. What truly matters to you? What aligns with your purpose? What aligns with your values? What do you believe in and can stand with clarity and conviction with who you are? And so I challenge you to focus on that and let the rest fall away. It doesn't matter. It's not important. It's not your focus at this time. Take small, align steps every day. Freedom isn't something you achieve overnight. It's found in the small, mundane, micro moments, those intentional choices you make every single day. Whether it's journaling, saying no to something that drains you, acknowledging that you are at max capacity, or simply taking a moment to rest. Those little actions add up. Again, those micro moments. We want big change, we gotta start small. And so as we step into this new year, I wanna invite you to dream big, but again, start small. Start where you're at. And you don't have to figure this all out, believe me. If you mapped out and planned everything to a T, you're just going to chase yourself in a circle and not take action. It's like a dog chasing its tail. You see what you want, but you cannot catch it. But that's why you have to take that next step. Just take imperfect, messy action. Whatever that looks like for you, just don't stay stuck. Keep moving forward. And so here's the best part. You don't have to do it alone. That's why this podcast exists. That's why our community exists. That's why we have a plethora of tools and resources and our courses and our programs and all the things that were intentionally designed with you in mind. And so this is literally why I've created this platform. I have walked this journey and I've heard from the collective voices of so many of you. And that is why I create the things I create. This is why we put out the content we put out. This is all there for you. And this is something I want to gift back to our community and have access to those resources to help you get to that next level. And having that space is so important to allow yourself the space to grow and learn and have that support from each other. And so this year, I'll be sharing more of those tools and resources, more stories, more strategies, more tips, because I'm venturing so much of this journey with you in real time, in this real season. And so this isn't just about me. This is about we. And we're doing this together. And how cool is that? So I cannot wait to walk this journey with you. And if this is something that resonates with you and you want more, and or we don't have something that is fitting for where you're at, reach out to me. This is what we're about. Again, I want to create something for you. And know this, that as we begin this journey to finding freedom, this journey of a new year, I just want to thank you. And I cannot wait to walk this journey with you. It means so much to me to be part of your journey. And I'm so excited for what this year holds for all of us. So again, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to hold this space for us as a collective community to talk about these things, to venture these uncharted paths, to explore together, and to know that I am not alone and you are not alone. And so remember this. You are loved, you are worthy, and you are enough exactly as you are, perfectly imperfect. So this year is your year to step into freedom and create a life you absolutely love. So until next time, take care and stay true to who you are, and let's make this year the year of finding freedom. Thank you.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.